Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Handy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quiller, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Welcome to episode 162 of
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
So it's football this week.
We're going to diverge yeah. Two roads.
Yeah. It's a lot like theater.
Well, it's kind of theatrical. Yeah. Then. I mean, we do have place, time, participant, scenario, purpose, clothing, sound, and movement.
Wow.
Hey,
why didn't you talk about that when we did the end?
I mentioned it in my previous
class. Didn't go into all the detail. I mean, that was nice.
Well, you know, here it is, Middle Tennessee State University.
You're getting better at that, man.
I'm just trying to find a job somewhere.
So anyway, it's football this week. We're going to talk a little bit of...
You're bringing Baldcock back
there? Yeah, man. Yeah, there. We talk a little SEC. Rad. We talk a little about NFL. We talk golf.
We do. We segue into golf. Yeah. I derail the train for a little bit.
You definitely did that. So, well, let's just get into it.
Okay.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
First, there was one. And then, there was this other guy. We wanted to add another guy. I mean, in addition to the first two guys, but the studio is too small for that. Instead, that third guy, let's just say he wound up unemployed and having to read ad copy in an announcer's voice, but I guess it makes sense. I mean, it is T for two, right? It's two's company, right? Unless your landlord is Don Knotts. You lousy cheap bastards! Couldn't have thought outside the box just this one freaking time, huh? Couldn't have thrown somebody a bone, could you? Mommy. I should have become a veterinarian. I'm sorry.
All right, let's just focus on the next segment. Go to the two shot.
So we're a couple of weeks into football season.
Yes, yeah, we
and,
are.
And that's a lot like theater.
It is a theatrical event. I made that point in my preach classes.
It is. Everybody knows that we're both big college football guys, right? I mean, especially SEC football,
right?
Fans. We don't play,
but we're big guys.
But we're big guys, and we like football. So that makes that a true statement. So we're a couple of weeks in. We're a couple of weeks into the season now. Most of the teams have had at least two, if not possibly three games. So where are we, do you think, SEC-wise?
Oh, man. It's tough. I mean, I think everything is there's a lot more balance than there used to be in the SEC, which I like. Speaking for the team I follow, the Georgia Bulldogs, I think it's going to be a very long year as we lost the star running back and the star quarterback all jumped to the NFL a year earlier. And our backup running backs aren't bad. They've had an opportunity in the last couple years to get some game time.
Right.
But they are putting out a fifth-year senior who started one game as the new starting quarterback.
Yikes.
Whose end game is to be a coach.
That's what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, you're dealing with a higher end performance ability.
You're right.
And nothing to knock the kid.
I hear you.
He has no real pressurized.
Right.
And he's making some really stupid
mistakes.
But then again, jumping to the pro level for a minute. I'm a Bears fan, and Cutler's supposed to be the stud, and he threw four interceptions. So, I'm a little frustrated.
I watched the first three quarters of that game and realized I just couldn't watch it anymore because I was rooting for the guy. You know, I mean, I'm not a huge Bears fan, and I'm in terms of in terms of NFL teams, because I'm relatively new to picking up on the whole NFL thing. I really wasn't a pro football fan for years, and just in the past, since living in Nashville, actually, because of the Titans, probably, I've just kind of picked up on it a little bit. So if I were to follow a team, it would probably be the Titans. But I'm mostly, whatever game's on, I'll just sort of start rooting for one of them, you know?
Right.
Usually it's the underdog. Whoever starts the game under, I will,
right.
I hope they come back and rally. But this past Sunday, the three games that I watched were both of the Manning brothers.
Okay.
You know, and I was rooting for both of them.
Right.
And
sure.
Just the SEC thing. And then the Bears thing for the same reason, because I wanted to see Cutler do well. I really, really wanted to see that.
Me too.
You know?
Me too.
I mean, there was so much potential there, but.
Well, I mean.
What do you think it was? Was it nerves?
I don't think it was nerves so much on his part. I think it was a combination thing. I think he was pressing too hard. I think he wanted to have a very successful day. I think
he bought into the hype.
No. I just think he felt the pressure of being a Bears playing the Packers. I mean, that's a rough.
Yeah.
That's a major rivalry.
Yeah.
That's a rough one to have your first game.
First game. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And but I'm also thinking, you know, he's a little handicapped with the receivers he has. Not that they aren't good, but they are all pretty much first year guys.
Mm-hmm. Except for the one that he played at Vandy, who's a
Earl Bennett, who last year had trouble learning the offense and didn't catch a pass at all.
Well, there you go.
So, but I think that, you know, that throw he threw to him a lot more because of maybe the trust that was there, but he had a lot of drops that should have been catches and. Receivers not running through to catch the ball, waiting for the ball to come to them as opposed to going and get the ball.
Well, there were a couple plays too where it looked like that the I don't know whether it was miscommunication or a bad call or whatever, but it seems like that there were some cases where they were throwing short screen passes and the receiver just stopped way before the route was over.
Right.
You know, and just and looked at Cutler like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, and
right.
There was a whole. One of the reasons why I turned the game off is because there was a whole lot of finger pointing going on amongst the offense when we were on the field. And
I was just like, okay,
settle down.
Yeah, that and Urlacher's done for the season.
Yeah, dude, I like the guy anyway, but I mean.
It's going to be a long, long year.
Yeah.
Boy,
he got that one really good tackle, though.
Yeah.
Aaron
Rodgers.
Yeah,
the guy he laid out.
Yeah.
Who, he went to UT, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, so
he was the guy who replaced Favre, right? I mean,
no,
isn't that how it works?
No, he's a replacement to Favre. Right?
Oh, was he really? Okay, okay. I didn't. I thought there was somebody else. So wasn't his first game then?
No. He played
season. Yeah, I was wrong about that. I thought that there were two rookie quarterbacks in that game. Did you watch the return of Tom Brady?
No.
I just wanted to watch the game.
The Patriots at all?
I don't really either. But I'm going to tell you, it was kind of a fun game to watch because, I mean, and okay, this is the Schadenfreude part. Okay.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Throwing in a little psychology.
Here it is. Yeah. I have to say, I mean, I have a lot of sympathy for people with knee injuries. Oh God. When I saw the footage from last year, when he went out in the first game, I mean, anytime I see any kind of a knee injury or something like that, it really bothers me. I feel really bad for them. And so he was out for the season. I felt really bad for him for that. But I knew he was going to recover and all that other stuff.
Right. He would walk again.
Yeah, he would walk again. So, but then when we get to this game and I'm watching him and he's healthy, he's got his knee brace on and he looks like he's ready to go. And he gets out in the first couple series and is just jittery.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I would be the same way. Let me state that right off the bat. But I did have fun watching him be jittery. Because I spent so many years watching him just be this cocky guy, you know.
Right.
I'm going to throw a pass and you're going to catch it. And that's it. I don't know. There was a part of me that kind of enjoyed watching him scramble a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now he put a really good drive together late in that game to win it by 1 point.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, it's going to just take probably getting hit. Four or five, six times, good hits for him to trust
it's
back.
It was his left knee. He throws right-handed, so he would step forward with his left knee, but he still wouldn't step into it when he threw, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until the third quarter that he really laid into it and was able to nail a couple of really good passes that way. But it was just, I don't know, It was just neat to, for me to watch. I was, I don't know, I wasn't rooting for the Patriots, but I was just, by the end of it, I was just like, wow. Did you see the last part of the Bengals game?
Yeah, with the tipped pass and the guy ran in, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I love that. That's what I love football for, is the improvisation part of it. You know what I mean?
Well, then, it's kind of a, I guess, I don't even know if he would think that, but Kyle Orton was the Bears quarterback that they got rid of to get Jay Cutler. Okay, so I mean, a little vindication for him, I suppose.
Right,
that,
yeah.
You know, my team won and I didn't throw four interceptions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not that I think he would.
What was the final of the Bears game? I didn't.
Oh, I don't. God awful to
nil.
To nil. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up. But.
No, that's all right.
Well, okay, let's go back to college football then. Okay.
We could talk golf too. I like golf.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not. Do you watch golf on TV, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I like golf. I play golf.
I no,
like
I,
golf.
That's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see golf being very much of a spectator sport.
Well, in this last,
I mean, I don't sit around. And, I mean, I don't play it either, though. So,
right,
you know,
this last BMW. I'm talking about feeling bad for a guy.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
all right.
Brent Snedeker, he's coming up because they're in their quote playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, right.
I almost did air quotes, but nobody could see.
You did. Playoffs. I saw it, and I understood.
Right. But they play. You know. It's the FedEx Cup.
Okay.
All right. And so the way it's set up is it has four events.
Mm-hmm.
And each week, you have to make be ranked in the top, you know, the first cut was 125 to be in the first event. The second event was 70s, you know, and it goes on down. So going into the last event, you have to be in the top 30.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And so this guy is coming up. He's sitting on the 30th position, the 18th hole.
Mm.
Tiger has blown the field away, and he won it on Saturday. You know, it's a four-day event, and he won it on Saturday, and he was on cruise control on Sunday. Right, so that wasn't. But this guy was walking up. All he had to have was a bogey, right, and he would have locked in.
Which, for those of us who don't play golf, is what?
One over par.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so I think it was a par five. I think.
So he had to have a six, and that was it.
Right.
Okay.
So he get all the way up there, gets it on the green. He's 12 feet away.
Okay. How many shots so far?
He's on in, let's see, three.
Okay.
Right? So
third stroke.
So he's on three. His first putt is the fourth stroke.
Uh-huh.
He's 12 feet away.
Uh-huh.
All he has to do is, you know, hit it really close on the fourth one.
Uh-huh.
He could even hit it really close, you know,
sure.
And just tap it in for
right.
You know, and then he'd be golden.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So he hits it, doesn't go. Okay, so he lines up, hits it, doesn't go.
So now he's his last shot.
Right. Hits it, it rolls around the cup and comes out. And then he hits again. And all of the distance is like within 8 inches of the cup.
Oh my God.
He just had
So he was just tapping it too lightly? Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Well, he didn't take the proper setup. He just, you know. For those that golf and those that watch golf, you know, if you hit it, and it's you know, it's taken for granted. 6 inches in, you just kind of walk over and hit it, and that's what he was doing.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't take his proper approach and alignment and setup and all that. He didn't take his time, and it just kind of went in. You could just hear the crowd groan.
Wow.
And so, but he's out of the event now,
because of one stroke. Oh man.
Well,
that's
too,
a bummer.
Yeah. And I mean, he's apparently, from what everybody says, he's a really nice guy out on tour, not a jerk or anything. And, but yeah.
Wow. Well,
that was the interesting thing of Sunday's final round.
Right.
I mean, because like I said, Saturday, Tiger had, you know,
right.
had a 9-stroke lead going into play on Sunday. So right. we're like, okay, there goes Tiger, you know?
Right.
And,
well, what about, okay, so let's, I think we can pretty much, agree, Florida is probably going to be SEC, right? I mean, SEC East at least. Who's going to be in the SEC championship?
Ooh, till they're proven otherwise, I think Florida is going to win the East.
Mm-hmm. I think the West is going to come down to two teams.
I think Alabama. Your Alabama has a shot at it.
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Of course, LSU is always tough.
Right. I don't think that they're, I don't think that they're quite as on that level
who's
yet.
Who's the other team? Then?
Mississippi.
Ole Miss, yeah, yeah.
Which is coming up not too awful long away for Alabama. That's mm-hmm. That's a game that I'm going to be watching really, really closely. Because they do, man. They look good.
Yeah.
They look good. And
they got a pretty decent quarterback.
Yeah. And that's, see, that's what worries me, too. Because, you know, I mean, Greg McElroy, the quarterback at Alabama now, he's his first year. He's played two games now as a starter. I mean, even though there's been quarterback issues at Alabama for, you know, for a couple of years, I think that he seems to have picked up exactly where John Parker Wilson left off, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Wilson had a really decent season at Alabama last year. Meaning that he didn't necessarily win all of those games that made Alabama undefeated. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, a lot of them, there was a lot of it that came down to defense and
well, he was put in a position where he didn't have to win all the games.
Right.
Meaning he had more help than
right.
some other.
True. Well, and here's the other thing too. We were talking about why didn't John Parker Wilson, why couldn't he have gone further at Alabama, given the situation that he was in? I mean, because he was in a better position than Brody Croyle was in a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. right? But, I mean, you got to think about it. I got to thinking about it. Over the 4 years that he was there, or technically I think it was five, over that time period, he had, what?
Three coaches.
Three head coaches right. and four offensive coordinators or quarterback coaches.
Right.
Totally different offenses. You know, I mean, obviously the last one clicked for him. But, I mean, he never had any consistency
right.
to be able to work with. So,
right.
I mean, I think that factors into it a little bit. But, yeah, I'm seeing the SEC come down to either Florida. It's gonna be Florida and either Alabama or Mississippi. That's my prediction. And I really and truly with the Alabama Mississippi thing, it could go either way. Honestly, I think a lot of it will depend on how the Alabama Mississippi game goes, how the Ole Miss game goes.
Yeah.
You know, because if Alabama has a good showing, I mean, looking at the AP poll right now, top 25. I mean, three of the five teams that are in the top five are SEC teams.
Well, that's pretty much. I mean,
well, late last season it wasn't. Wow, you had Florida and Alabama, and that was it. And then it was Texas Pac 10? No,
Big 12.
Big 12. USC's.
Texas looks like they're going to be a good team this year.
And I like what's his name, Colt
McCoy.
Yeah. I mean, I like his style, and I think he seems like a decent guy.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I'd love. And this weekend is the big Texas Tech game.
Oh, what is that? What do they call that? Is that the Red River?
No, that's Oklahoma.
Oh, that's
Oklahoma and Texas.
Mm.
But no, the reason why the Texas Tech game is gonna be big this year is because Tech won it last year.
Uh huh.
Right. I mean, that was Texas' only defeat last year, I think. Or at that point, they may have lost another game on the way, Texas. But that was huge because everybody knew it was going to be a tough game.
Mm-hmm.
But Tech went into that game really, I mean, they were the underdog definitely in that game.
Yeah.
And they pulled it off. So Texas is going to have something to prove on that one, you know? So anyway, what do you see this weekend? Either college or NFL. What do you see happening?
I don't know. Hopefully my teams win. That's what I hope.
Who's Georgia playing this weekend?
I believe it's Arkansas.
Oh, good. Good. You really know your team.
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah. I follow them. I don't have it, you know, the schedule tattooed on my ass or anything, but.
Well, that would make it hard to, unless you had it backwards and had a mirror, you can make it.
Well, I could do that maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really hope. I really. Nothing against anybody from Arkansas or Arkansas fans, but I don't honestly, with the way Georgia has played in the last 2 weeks, don't expect them to beat Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope they do because I can't stand that coach.
Yeah.
That's one coach I can't stand. That's the guy that.
What's his name now?
Schmuck Boy. I don't know. He's the one that, bailed.
Arthur Schmuck Boy. That's his name.
He's the one that bailed on the Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be here next. Oh, wait. Yeah, no. I'm going to quit
it.
In the middle of the year.
Doggone
yeah. It. I'm going to, I have to real class act that guy, whoever he is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, so, I've never been a really big... I mean, I've always just sort of had a loathe feel for the Arkansas Razorbacks myself.
Loathing?
Just, yeah.
Deep-seated?
Deep-seated loathe.
I don't know.
You know,
they didn't used to be in the SEC. Remember?
No, it's been really recent.
They were since, in when there was the Southwestern Conference,
right?
Weren't they in there?
Yeah, and then that dissolved and all that stuff. Yeah, but so
They got a good team. I mean, I'm not going to take it away from them, but yeah. I just don't like that.
No,
I just don't think he has class.
They're not ranked in the top 25, though, are they?
I don't think so.
I don't think they are either.
Georgia won't be for long this year.
You could feel that dropping already.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama's got North Texas. Next week we have Arkansas.
We'll soften them up for you.
Yeah. I don't even know who's playing who in the NFL this weekend. I really don't. I never can keep track of it. I just watch whatever games look interesting to me. Okay. Well, there we go. So
there it is.
So your prediction is that Georgia's going to try really hard
to
lose.
They're going to try really, really hard to lose.
Yeah.
They might be able to pull that off and win.
I don't know how North Texas is, but I can't say that. Doesn't MTSU play North Texas?
Yeah, they're in our conference.
Yeah, they're in our conference. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even
mentioned MTSU.
They won this past game.
They beat Memphis.
Memphis. That's 31-14.
Yeah,
That's not an easy game to win either.
Well,
Memphis is a pretty tough team.
They're
or at least they have been.
They're in the Conference USA?
Yeah.
I guess going having MTSU go to all these other places and get their butts handed to them is toughen them up or something.
I mean, maybe so.
They went in the first game of the season for MTSU. We played Clemson, and
that's a big game.
Well, we got beat.
For
not bad, but I mean,
no.
We got beat. Like what?
No, and rallied pretty hard too in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
But
then we came out and pretty much there wasn't a game for Memphis, I think.
Right.
It was like 31-7 or something in the fourth quarter, and they scored a last minute.
The big game for MTSU this season, though, is the Mississippi State game, which
I'm
is going
to
be on
forward
campus.
To that. Yeah.
Are you guys going to it?
I don't know. Maybe. We probably will.
My brother's coming up, actually. We're going to, the families are going to get there and go. We're going to do a little tailgating.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome to join us, actually.
Okay.
If you'd like.
Do that.
Yeah. But it's just going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be a fun atmosphere because it's the first time an SEC team has come to
MTSU's
campus.
That's a big deal.
Very big deal. And a good thing. Good thing for MTSU. Very good thing. I don't know enough about how Mississippi State's doing to see and to know how it's going to be, but to make a prediction on it. But
we played them last year. We played Mississippi State there last year, didn't we? MTSU, and it was fairly close.
I think it was Mississippi State. It wasn't Ole Miss, I know, but I mean, it wasn't.
Oh, well, maybe. Well, like most of this episode, we're just talking out of our
well, we've pie done hole. We've done that, though, for now 22 minutes. So.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, let's.
I'm trying to find the rankings here on my phone.
Oh.
Where it says no rankings are available. The BCS does not work, apparently.
Well, they haven't started the BCS rankings yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
That happens like mid-season. So it's just AP and.
Yeah,
coaches poll and ESPN and stuff like that.
Wow. All right. Florida's number one. Texas is number two. USC is number three. Alabama's number four. Mississippi is number five.
See, that's what I've been. That's why.
Tied with Penn State. BYU is seventh. California is eighth. LSU is ninth.
Look at what our assistant gave us here.
Wow. Our intern.
Our production intern.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
That's a grid.
That's
of who's
of everybody.
It. Yeah. That's an SEC thing. Look at that. She wasted my ink and everything with that. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's run down the list
then.
Yeah. SEC. So Alabama's playing North Texas. Georgia and Arkansas are playing West Virginia and Auburn. LSU and the University.
I don't know how that Auburn. I don't know how Auburn West Virginia is going to go. West Virginia was not an easy team to play for Alabama for the opening. I mean, it was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Mississippi State and Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt.
That'll be a good game.
Vanderbilt, you know, they're not a walk in the park either.
No.
Ole Miss is playing USL. What is USL?
Southern Louisiana?
Maybe. I don't know.
Southern Louisville.
I don't know. And so if you're an alumni of USL, you can send an email to podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com and let us know what the hell you are. Florida Gators are playing UT. That'd be a good game.
Yeah. No, that's going to be a good game this
weekend. Florida's going to kill them.
Oh, yeah. Still going to be fun to watch, though.
Kentucky's playing Louisville. South Carolina, OM.
Was that Ole Miss? Asterisk.
No, it denotes Thursday game.
I don't know what OM is either. Well, anyway, there's our football picks for the season.
Are you doing that on Facebook again?
Oh, yeah, I am, actually.
Yeah.
I missed one last week. It was Georgia. Sorry.
That's all
right. I did pick Georgia to win. No, I picked South Carolina to win.
South Carolina, yeah. Well, see, now you learn the error of your ways.
Yeah, I know.
I got to say, I picked UT to beat UCLA.
Did you really?
Yeah.
See,
I'm not upset about that either. I mean, that they lost.
I can't remember.
I mean, because Lane Kiffin is not another coach I don't particularly care for. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll take a look at our Facebook picks, and maybe we can mention it again next week.
All right.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Thanks, John.
Hey, no problem.
I appreciate the football talk.
Our top-notch fact-finding research we do here.
Yeah, well, we have the if we had
the schedule.
Yeah, thanks to our interns, we've got.
We've got
kind of information here.
Yeah.
So.
Statistical data right at our fingertips.
That's right. We need a big whiteboard and, you know, a marker we can jot plays on and put it in the background.
Right.
So next week, we're pretty sure that it's going to be Jacob Coakley, even though that was supposed to be this week. We're scheduling errors and all that stuff.
Right. Double bookage.
Yeah, double bookage, which happens. You know, it's okay. But so hopefully we should have Jacob Coakley next week.
From Stage Directions.
From Stage Directions, right. Thank you. And then we're at some point in the not too distant future, we're going to be talking to Paul Crook, but he's not going to curmudgeon with us.
Wow.
I know. He's actually got a really – he's teaching a Shakespeare class this semester.
Can't we get him to curmudgeon a little bit? I'm sure.
Are you kidding? Paul Curmudgeon Crook. Yeah,
I'm
of course
sure
we can
tweak him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I know you can.
But yeah, of course we can. Of course I can. Absolutely. But
The royal we.
The royal. Yeah. Now he's doing a really interesting thing with Twitter in his class, and tying in with a Shakespeare class, and I've kind of been participating in it a little bit, but he's got some really neat ideas with it, and I think it's I want to talk to him about it. I want to hear how it's working out when he's working in class. So that's a mini preview of hopefully what's coming in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.